And this is Tate Servance bringing you the news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. In a Michigan court, Joshua James Cobb Harris has pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor trespassing charge. The plea agreement included a sentence of fines, cost, and time served, which the prosecution did not object to. Harris accepted the plea on the advice of his lawyer. The factual basis for the charge stated that Harris entered private property belonging to Riley and or Samantha Martin after being previously warned not to. The court accepted the no contest plea, and Harris was sentenced to time served in order to pay a total of $500 in fines and court costs, with a payment plan requiring at least $25 a month. And on Thursday, Janelle Amber Furtado has entered a no-contest plea in a case of malicious destruction of personal property. The charge stems from an August 2025 incident in Colfax Township, where a pickup truck was found with significant damage, including cut brake lines and flat tires, totaling over $244. The court accepted Furtado's plea, placing her on non-reporting probation with a delayed sentence. She is ordered to pay $529 in fines, or $529.20 in fines, costs, and restitution by May 20th, 2026, after a $350 bond was applied. Additionally, Furtado must complete a Thinking Matters program by May 23rd, 2026. If all conditions are successfully met, the case will be dismissed by May 29th, 2026. Otherwise, she faces sentencing. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, also known as DIFS, is urging residents to open a bank or credit union account ahead of tax season, as the federal government has ended the issuance of paper checks and now delivers all tax refunds electronically. To help residents without existing accounts, DIFS is promoting the Michigan Open Account Coalition, or MOAC, which connects consumers to low or no-cost checking accounts offered by nearly 40 financial institutions across 67 Michigan counties. These accounts allow users to receive direct deposits, including federal tax refunds, and access online banking services where physical branches may not be available. MOAC accounts meet national certification standards that limits fees, restrict overdrafts, cap ATM and maintenance costs, and keep minimum opening deposits low. Since its launch in 2022, the coalition has focused on expanding access to safe, affordable banking options, particularly for underserved communities. DIFS has also reminded consumers that assistance is available for unresolved issues with financial institutions through its consumer hotline and online complaint system. For more information about opening an account or participating institutions, residents can visit michigan.gov/DIFS, D-I-F-S, open account. And a bench warrant with body bond has been issued for Shane Lee Cook Jr. after he failed to appear for a bond violation hearing this week. The hearing addressed an alleged bond violation from earlier this year, with a report filed on January 27, 2026. Prosecutor Alexander Pahani requested the warrant, noting Cook's history of absconding from bond in previous cases. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach said she had met with Cook the day before and informed him of the hearing, but received no response to her attempts to contact him during that time. The court confirmed Cook's absence via security cameras and granted the prosecution's motion, ordering the bench warrant. And we will be right back with obituaries next after this message from our sponsor.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cups stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
And we are back. This news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. We do have some obituaries at this time. Donna Marie Sageman, 95 years old, passed away January 30th, 2026. She was born December 16th, 1930 in Brookfield Township. On October 17th, 1953, she was united in marriage to Frank W. Sageman at the Owendale Community of Christ Church, and they resided on their farm near Ubley for 29 years before retiring to Bad Axe. They were blessed with 62 years of marriage, with Frank passing away in 2015. Donna is survived by two sons, Richard and Ronald, as well as four grandchildren. Her children and grandchildren were the joy of her life. Donna especially enjoyed cooking and baking. Funeral services for Donna will be held at McAlpine Funeral Home on Thursday, February 5th, 2026 at 11 a.m. Visitation will be Wednesday, February 4th, 2026 from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. And visitation Thursday prior to the service at 10 a.m. Burial will take place in the spring. Memorials may go to the donor's choice, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Madison Jean Haleski, 26 years old, of Saginaw, passed away unexpectedly on January 29, 2026. Maddie was born on February 8, 1999 in Bad Axe. And Maddie is survived by her mother, Lynn, her father, Leonard, sisters, Amanda and Jamie, two nephews, her grandparents, Anthony and Jean, aunts and uncles, and many cousins. She was preceded in death by her grandparents, Stanley and Dorothy. Massive Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, February 4th, 2026 at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church at 11:30 a.m. Visitation with the family will be on Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, from 2 to 7 p.m. at McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe, and also at the church on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton in Maddie's name, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that was your news, weather, and obituaries for this hour. It is currently 16 degrees with winds coming out of the north at 14 miles per hour, making it feel like 2 degrees. You can go to thumbnet.net for more weather, news, and obituaries any place, anytime.